having things on my calendar used to actually give me anxiety. However, in this season of life, having structure and knowing with certainty, like, okay, these times are reserved for work, these times are reserved for family, that is giving me so much peace.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
I've been taking tons of walks with Baby Quinn lately, and it's always a great time for podcasts. Thankfully, I've got a ton of new shows to listen to from the HubSpot Podcast Network, just like My First Million, hosted by Sam Parr and Sean Puri. My First Million features famous guests, digs into how companies made their first million, and brainstorms new business ideas based on the hottest trends and opportunities in the marketplace. They've covered topics like why the next big social media network will be on the blockchain, companies of one that make millions, and three patterns for great business ideas. Listen to My First Million and all the HubSpot Podcast Network shows wherever you get your podcasts. Leaping into full-time entrepreneurship can bring about a lot of questions and concerns. One of my greatest concerns was how to deal with the rising costs of medical expenses. My family chose Christian Healthcare Ministries, or CHM, which is a biblically based cost-sharing ministry through which participating Christians help pay each other's medical bills. Visit chministries.org/Jenna or use the link in the show notes to learn more about cost-sharing, how it works, and what CHM has been able to share for their members. Oh my gosh, Kylie, we are about to find out if podcasting is like riding a bike, because we are coming out of a season of not recording because I was on maternity leave. And so do we still know how to do this? Let's find out.
Honestly, when we got so far ahead before you had Quinn, I was like, this is going to feel like forever. Like, yeah. 4 months of not recording with Jenna is going to feel like an eternity. And yet here we are. And it actually, for me, it feels like just yesterday we were just speaking. We'll see if my words are formed as eloquently as they were before we put on pause. But this is exciting to be back.
This is so exciting. And it is funny because I totally agree. I feel like time went by so fast. And I also feel like there's this part of me that's like, oh, do I still know how to do this? Does my brain still work? So let's dive on in and we'll let the listeners decide.
Yes. Yeah. So I figured a great way to dive back on into the podcasting waters with a Kylie and Jenna episode would be to do an Ask Jenna Anything. Because I feel like, now I don't want to assume or project or anything, but I feel like the Jenna that I'm talking to right now is a different Jenna than I talked to 4 months ago.
Undeniably.
So, that's accurate. Okay. So my first big question for you is, how are you really?
Ooh, wow.
Do you like how I did that?
I see what you did there. And here's the thing. I have not seen these questions. So this is going to be the most candid off the cuff. My heart is so full. And it's so funny because I feel like for most of your 20s, you look at all those like live, laugh, love things. And you're like, why do moms need reminders to do that in their kitchen? And all of those dumb sayings are so true. I feel exhausted, but like in a good way. We're still not, you know, sleeping through the night and things like that, but so sacred. And I think too, having been through this one time before, you're like, okay, this is all temporary. This is all temporary. The good stuff is temporary and the challenging stuff is temporary. And I'm honestly just so excited to get back to work. And I think that that is really invigorating to me. And I think every time that I've gotten pregnant or like kind of been through this identity shift, there is this piece of me that really worries, like, am I going to lose my mojo or am I going to lose my drive or are my ambitions going to change? And I'm very excited to get back to work. It's just maybe a little more subdued, tired, but blissfully thankful self.
You know, as someone who is on your team, when I started to see your Slack bubble green, like earlier than I would have anticipated. Like, I could tell. I was like, okay, I don't feel bad messaging Jenna right now because I know that Jenna is starting to fire up.
Yes.
Work-wise.
Yes.
And so, okay, this is gonna
it's be good. Weird. It's a very weird thing. And one thing that I loved about this time around is I gave myself more gray area. I am very much an all or nothing type person. I think the Enneagram 3, that achiever in me, is like, you go all in. And this year, like, one of my goals, which is going to sound so weird, is like more shades of gray in that, just kind of honoring like that intuitive spirit and being like, do I feel like working? Is this a good time to work? And so it was honestly a really, really enjoyable maternity leave in that I wasn't like, you cannot log in, or that means that you're a bad mom, or you can't do these, like, dip your toe into the water, because I felt like I had this really good balance. And now my brain is really turning on. So I'm like, let's get going.
All right. I feel like for anyone who's like, why is that question so perfect and deep, that how are you really question? Let's paint a little context, because at the beginning of this year, I know we've talked about it on the podcast before, you had a whole episode about it, but if this is the day one episode for someone tuning in right now, can you please share the big announcement that's like leading the entire year of Jenna Kutcher right now?
Yes. So I am like so excited. I wrote a book, and my book is coming out this year. And here's what's so crazy about it. I was trying to describe it to someone last night. I was actually on a book club that I started in 2020 with some friends, and we were critiquing a book. And I was like, as an author now, this just hits different, because a book is so much work. And my book is called How Are You Really? It's coming out at the end of June. And I wrote it when nobody even knew I had a document and I was typing every day. And it was such a personal project turned into a passion project. And now I'm finally at the stage of the process where I get to imagine people like you reading the book. And I am just literally, my entire year is revolving around this book, because it just feels so important, not just to me, but for the people that I've written it for you. And so, yeah, I am literally just like giddy about it. And it's so crazy, because past versions of myself swore I would never write a book, swore I would never do this. And now, like, this version of myself is literally on fire about the idea.
So that's actually a perfect segue into our first real question for Ask Jenna Anything, because you've said that you'd never write a book. And now here you are with a book that you've written with a release date and everything. Like, it's really happening. Do you have something else on your list of things that you said you'd never do? Or maybe a project on the horizon that you're like, okay, now that this book thing that I've been avoiding is out of the way, what's next? Do you think there's a next big thing?
Oh man, that's a great question. Gosh, I mean, I really do think I will never do TV. There was talks about it at one point in time, and I was like, we are so boring. It would be the most boring TV show of all time. So I don't think I will do TV. I notice I don't say the word never, because now I'm like, never doesn't quite exist in my vocabulary. Golly, I don't know. I mean, I'm very open, but I'm really at an interesting place in my life and my career. Because I feel like I hit a tipping point. And what I mean by that is, for so long, the reason why I would never write a book is I'm like, man, it is so much work. It takes so long. And you really don't make money when you write books. It's very hard to make money. And the reason why I'm so excited about this book is because it has nothing to do with money. It is all about the message. And I had to hit that tipping point for me to feel compelled enough to work on one thing for 2 years while nobody knew about it. So it's interesting, because I'm at a season in my life where I will not say never, but I also am envisioning very simple moments and simple times with my family. And that's kind of the vision I'm holding for the next couple of years. So I don't know, I guess to be determined.
Well, kudos to you for doing something that has such a long project timeline. I mean, we're from the same generation, and maybe you can relate to this, but I feel like I'm very much like instant gratification.
Yes.
Like, I like my podcast because it's a weekly podcast and it comes out on Monday. And I like the project timeline is 1 week. But a book of 2 years, I don't think I will ever write a book, because from start to finish, that just is too overwhelming.
It's such a long process, and it's like, you don't get it until you've done it. And I think what's really interesting, and I love this line, I've been clinging to it a lot. Brendan Burchard told me, he goes, I don't want you to over-identify with your book because you have put so much passion and heart and time into it. And he said, this is not your life's work. It is a piece of your life's work. And I love that because I just think it is. It's one of those things where I think identity gets so interwoven with our output. And so it's been a really good reminder for me of like, this book is so much of my heart and soul and things I've never shared on this podcast or on the internet, but it is just a piece of that life's work. And just like this podcast or my blog posts or Instagram or whatever, all of that are just pieces of the puzzle. And so I really love that because it kind of takes the pressure off of it a little bit. And it reminds me of like, there's still more inside of me and there's still more to give, which is amazing.
Brendan is so wise.
He is. He's so wise. He's like that's what we call him, the godfather.
Brother. Yeah.
Wait, though, funny story. I went to Napa and was hanging out with Brendan and Jamie Kern Lima and Lisa Bilyeu. And Quinn came along the trip with me because we are very much attached these days. And we call Brendan the godfather of like our group of friends because he is just this connector. He is this nurturer. He is always taking care of us. And so when he met Quinn, I was like, Quinn, meet your godfather. And he was like, wait, what? Like actual godfather? Do we need to sign legal documents? And I was like, no. Like, that's my brother. But I was like, you are honorary. It was so funny that we were all laughing so hard.
I love that. All right. Next question. How are you organizing and prioritizing work tasks right now in this very different season with two kids and breastfeeding and also a member of our team out on maternity leave? I'd say an integral part of our team is out on maternity leave. So what does your day, knowing that you are logging fewer hours, but you know, still obviously doing some pretty important work, how do you organize that?
So it's so interesting, Kylie, and I was going to talk to you about this anyway, so now we can talk about it on the air. I am someone who used to hate structure. Like having things on my calendar used to actually give me anxiety. I am very like free-flowing. I love to like honor my energy. However, in this season of life, having structure and knowing with certainty, like, okay, these times are reserved for work, these times are reserved for family, that is giving me so much peace. And so I was sitting down with Drew and my mom who helps out with the girls. And I was like, can we literally like just kind of come together and for the next few months, just pick out a few days where like I can record or I can feel confident booking meetings or things like that? Because so much of my life and my work is happening in the same place under one roof. I don't have a dedicated office space. I don't have a studio. And so I was like, it will really help me to be able to kind of prepare and get into my flow states and kind of plan for those days. So my goal coming out of maternity leave is to work part-time. And I think for me, that would look like 3 to 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, if possible. But it is very like start and go and stop and go and like that kind of thing. And so just getting more structure, like even I told Drew, I was like, it'd be super helpful for me if you like literally scheduled your workouts so that I know like this is important to you and I can help with that. And it's like this juggle. So it's interesting because the old Jenna would have been like, I do not want to plan things out 2 months from now. And this version of me is like, that gives me so much peace right now. So it's interesting how different seasons call upon different methods of working and scheduling. And I recently took Marie Forleo's course, Time Genius. And I think too, that gave me some foundational steps to help me feel confident in getting the work done that I need to get done, but also preserving time for the things that matter the most to me.
So I'm really curious, what does that look like in practice? Like, do you and Drew have a family Google calendar and like Drew's color coded and like your mom's color coded? I'm curious how someone else could put that into practice.
Yeah. So we literally were just talking about this yesterday. I made like a family meeting because I was like, okay, let's come together. So I was like, Drew, if you want to go to the gym, then I need you to do that before the girls wake up. Because he loves long gym sessions. He is not like an in and out guy. He loves to chat with Larry and hang out in the locker room. So I was like, okay, if this is going to happen, then we've got to do that. I know. He's so extroverted compared to me. So I was like, your gym workouts, if you can like have them in the schedule, or if we just plan for like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tuesday, Thursday, you can Peloton or do something at home. And then with my mom too, we're very protective of her and her time and her freedom because she's newly retired. And she also is like a main caregiver and helper with my grandparents. And I know that she loves alone time and not feeling locked into schedules either. And even yesterday, she's like, I'm not that busy. And then she starts listing out all the things she's got. And I was like, Mom, you sound very busy. And so I never, ever, ever want her to go from that nana role to like a nanny role, if that makes sense, or feeling stuck. So I have just sent her like important dates of like, hey, I have to do this quick trip. Do you think you could help out Drew? Or I have these recording days. And so I've only sent her like the very, very important ones, which is usually like 2 to 3 days a month. And so then she's blocked those in. And then usually during the week, she'll text and be like, I'm available if you want me. And that's super helpful too. So yeah, so I would just say communicate your needs, share a calendar. And if more structure is required in this season, which I think for a lot of people with childcare sometimes being up in the air or school shifting, if you have children or even work responsibilities changing or work locations changing, just getting really clear on what is going to help you get the work done in the amount of time that you have. And then for me, I learned a couple of things from Marie Forleo in her course. One of the things was like setting everything up that you need for the next day, the night before. So even last night, I had all my recording equipment ready to go. I had a schedule written down on the table so that Drew, myself, and my mom could all see it. And just kind of keeping that really structured when I used to be more blasé and like running to the closet and like plugging things in 2 seconds before. So.
Oh, sweet Jenna.
I know, right? Sometimes I'm amazed at what I have gotten accomplished in this life with the way that I am.
With all your 50 tabs open, stresses me right out.
All right, 2022, slow your roll. Q1, it flew by and it was such a different season for my business. I was on maternity leave. I announced my first book, How Are You Really? And my team and I kept the business running through another winter of uncertainty. How are you feeling after the start of the year? Are you ready to take on Q2 and really put your head down on strategies and systems for growth this year? Well, HubSpot is here to help you with an easy-to-use CRM platform that aligns your business and delivers a seamless experience for your customers. Other CRMs can be cobbled together, but HubSpot is carefully crafted in-house for businesses just like yours. Its purpose-built suite of operations, sales, and marketing tools work together seamlessly so that you and your team can focus on what really matters, your customers. With features like team email, you can turn incoming emails into tickets or send them straight into your shared inbox so no more questions can slip through the cracks. You can even take your business to go with the HubSpot mobile app. Learn how to grow better by connecting your people, your customers, and your business at HubSpot.com. I remember years ago when I made the leap into full-time entrepreneurship that one of my greatest concerns was how to deal with the rising costs of medical expenses, not just for me, but for my future family. Thinking outside of the box is at the heart of the entrepreneurial spirit. So I reached out to a few close friends and they all shared the same solution, Christian Healthcare Ministries. Christian Healthcare Ministries, or CHM, is a biblically based cost-sharing ministry through which participating Christians help pay each other's medical bills. CHM is not health insurance, but it is the first and the longest-serving health cost-sharing ministry. We joined the program as a family years ago, and it's been an incredible solution for us. This program has supported us as our family has grown over the years. Even most recently with Quinn's birth, CHM's extensive maternity program brought all of our eligible delivery costs down to $0 owed, and it was one less thing that we had to worry about. Visit their website today at chministries.org/Jenna or follow the link in the show notes to download their info pack for more information about cost sharing, how it works, and what CHM has been able to share for their members.
All right. This question comes from Honey Toast Blog on Instagram. Honey Toast Blog wants to know how to overcome guilt when resting. I think that's a big one for a lot of us doers.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I recently heard, this is not my quote, you know, and we've all heard it. We're human beings, not human doings. And when is the last time that we allowed ourselves to just be? And for me, for maternity leave, I would get these like feelings of like, I'm not doing enough, or I need to be more productive. Or if I just strap Quinn onto my chest, I could do this load of laundry, or I could do these things. And we get so consumed by our output that if we're not producing something or doing something, we honestly feel uncomfortable. I think there's a lot of discomfort there. And as a mom of a toddler, I've been thinking about this a lot because I really worry about this next generation that they will never have the opportunity to be bored. And what I mean by that is like, think about us growing up as kids. Like, we used to like go into the woods and create a dam in the river, or we would build a tree fort out of like wood scraps we found from the shed, or we were very creative. And I was recently talking to my cousin who's an art teacher, and she was saying like kids these days literally don't know how to be creative anymore. You have to give them an assignment. They don't know how to think independently anymore. And I was like, you know, that's not surprising to me because us adults, we don't know how to be still. We don't know how to like rest. We don't know how to allow ourselves to just be. There's a funny meme where it's like, I spend my day working on a screen so that when I'm done, I can go watch a screen and then I can lay in bed and scroll on a screen. And it's like, whoa, it's like so true. Like yeah. We're always engaged, not with ourselves, but with other things. And so if you are feeling guilty for resting, like one, rest is required, but two, I literally think about this all the time. It's like a couch to 5K, but reverse, and training yourself to slow down. So whether that is taking 10 minutes to just do a slow yoga flow, I found that that works better for me than trying to sit and meditate. Like if I'm moving, I can actually like calm my brain down faster than if I'm sitting still. I get really anxious. And so how can you start incorporating those smaller pockets of rest so that you start to get comfortable with that idea again? And then just how do you remember how to just be and like what comes up for you? And I think honestly, most of the time when we're afraid to be still, it's because we're afraid of what's going to come up.
That's good. I know I fall into that too. I'm the kind of person who if I have, you know, occasionally I'll like schedule a day off and I can't help but fill it with like logistical lifestyle tasks. And I've started as an anxious person, as someone with an anxiety disorder, I am constantly feeling like I have to be doing or something bad will happen. What's the consequence of not doing this thing? And so what I've learned is if an intrusive thought pops into my mind that's like, you're sitting here, but you should be doing the laundry, or you should be vacuuming, or you should be bringing that thing to UPS that's been sitting in the back of your car for 3 weeks. If you ask yourself, why? Yeah. And then challenge yourself to answer, why do you have to be doing that right now when you're fully content? And then there's this permission that's granted to just
let it go
being. Yeah. It's so crazy when you ask yourself, well, why am I putting that pressure on myself? Yes. There's really no requirement. The world doesn't fall apart around me if the socks sit in the dryer for another day and you have to pick out your outfit from the dryer versus your dresser drawers, you know? That's what I fall into too. Oh, that's good. Okay. You mentioned this a little bit, and I'm curious what else is on the list, but who are you learning from right now? And what have been some nuggets of knowledge you've collected in the last 4 months since we last spoke?
Okay. Well, first, I am learning so much from the generations before me, namely my parents and grandparents. It has been so beautiful. I could cry. I literally might cry. Okay. Hold it together. But no, just being so when we were in Arizona, my parents and grandparents ended up coming down. And honestly, it was like the coolest month because it was my grandpa Sulo, who's 93. I've heard him on the show. It was his dream to just get somewhere warm. And Minnesota winters are brutal. My brother texted, like, don't come home. It's negative 30. Like, and it was really, really beautiful because while we all live, you know, within an hour radius of each other back home, life gets busy. And, you know, we go a month without seeing each other, but they were 8 minutes down the road from us. And we saw them nearly every day, which sounds like a lot. But what was so cool was sitting in a room with four generations and just thinking about all of the experiences and the knowledge and the differences and the sameness. And we just had these awesome conversations. And I am like a 21 questions girl. So like one night we were sitting, I was like, you know, what was your parents' go-to meal when you were growing up? Or just like questions like that, where it's just so interesting. And also inviting my grandparents into our world a little bit more. I think a lot of times this digital world that we live in, and especially the work that I do, can really be confusing. And I understand why that is the case. And so just really inviting them to kind of understand more of us and the way that we operate as a family and stuff. It was just really, really wonderful. So I definitely just feel like I soaked in the sacredness of that. And it was just a beautiful way to kind of close out maternity leave with just like, this is what matters. And then beyond that, like I said, I took Marie Forleo's Time Genius course. I like to take at least one course a year for so many different reasons. I love to learn from other people. I love to see how other course creators create. And this was a good one for me because it wasn't necessarily about maximizing your time and creating more output and hustling harder and working more. Marie's very aligned with me on like, get your work done so that you can get back to life. And so that was very life-giving and a really good program to take coming out of maternity leave. And then, of course, my friend Brendan Burchard, who is just a voice in my life on a near daily basis. And just, yeah, I mean, there's so many people speaking into my life. But I think too, in this season, I'm being very protective of that because I don't want to turn my brain on too full blast while I kind of linger in this in between.
Your grandfather is a rock star. What?
Yes. Oh my gosh, you guys, I wish that people could know how invested he is in Instagram, and he doesn't even fully understand it. When we watched the Super Bowl, I was like, Grandpa, I have this idea. Let's do a joke a quarter. He spent the entire quarter not watching the football game, but preparing the joke. And then as soon as I would post his joke, he would literally sit there and watch me and be like, what are they saying? How do they like that one? What do they think?
Oh my gosh.
He is precious, but it was also this beautiful reminder of purpose, no matter how big or small, and how purpose can really bring about confidence and can bring about this excitement. And like, it was so cool. My grandpa is a big jokester. He loves when I share his jokes on Instagram and people go wild over Grandpa Sulo.
Do you have a highlight on your Instagram setup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And my grandpa has watched it daily. Literally, he watches himself daily so he can critique and get better. It's amazing.
Literally same. I mean, if you don't watch your own Instagram stories like 10 times, you're lying. You're lying. You obviously do. All right. One last question to close out this first Ask Jenna Anything session back from maternity leave. I'm really curious about the status of your 2022 goals. Did you goal set in a traditional way this year? And what's the update now that we're like 3 months into it?
Yeah, so I did and I didn't. So for me right now, and I feel like honestly, I might be speaking for the collective world, but I feel like things still feel uncertain right now, which is something we maybe didn't presume going into another year. But things still just feel a little like, is it or is it not? Are we or are we not? Like what can we plan for? And I feel like when we feel like certain again, it'll shift the way that we approach goals and things like that. This year, what I ended up doing is I made a secret Pinterest board and I just went through and pinned things that were really inspiring to me. We have a really big year. We're building our first house, which is really exciting. I have my book coming out. My goal this year, my word this year is vibrant, and I'm really focusing on dialing in my health and my nutrition and just things because I know it'll get busy and it already is busy with two kids and work and everything else. And so I really want to feel vibrant and healthy. And so my Pinterest board is maybe 10 pins deep, but it does hold a lot of visions that I have for this year. And so much of this year, I'm just leaving open because I really want to get this book out into the world and get it into the hands of readers. And I want to just see what happens and where that takes me. And I've never done it before, so I don't really know what to expect. And so it's beautiful. And I will also say too that our team is transitioning and I think it's really, really cool. I've been thinking so much about team culture and our right-hand gal is off with her sweet little baby on maternity leave. And we have other team members who are approaching families and expanding families and things like that. And it's like, this life is not just reserved for me. Like I shouldn't be the only one who gets to enjoy a maternity leave or who needed to take naps in the first trimester and things like that. And so I feel like our team is evolving alongside the business. And I'm really excited to see what that yields and how we move forward as a collective, because I really genuinely feel like this team is family. And so I'm excited for all the growth and expansion and to kind of navigate it together. So that's kind of where I'm at for goals this year. They're less arbitrary, probably not SMART goals, as in specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely, but it's more of a vision and a feeling. And I think that's what I'm going after, at least for right now.
It definitely, it feels like a different energy around these parts, around the virtual office that we all hang in. And it's a good different energy. It definitely feels like things are evolving and it's exciting. Yeah. And so, well, Jenna, is there anything else that, is there a question I didn't ask that you're like, I really wanted to answer this and share this information with the gold diggers right now?
I just want to say, like, I am just thinking about everyone right now, whether you are pursuing your career, starting a side hustle, or you're a stay-at-home parent, or you're juggling all of those things all at once, I think that we've got to really honor and go back to that question about learning how to rest. I think a lot of us are tempted to quit things when really all we need is a break or some rest. And I also think, too, that we're losing faith in ourselves that we can gain momentum again, whether we were at a stop or a standstill or a pause. And I just want you to know, like, I am walking right alongside of you with, one, all of those feelings, but two, persevering like through that and just believing, like, I know where the gas pedal is. I've hit the brake for a while. I know where that is, but I want to ease on in. And so I just feel like we're at this place right now where so many of us are tired and we're questioning and we're yearning, but we don't want to dream too big and maybe we're feeling paralyzed. And I just want to encourage you, one, that you're not alone, but two, that like small progress is progress. And it's something I'm reminding myself of every single day as I figure out what this new normal will look like in our own family. But I just want to encourage you to do the same, to give yourself grace, to learn how to rest, not quit, and to believe in yourself and the things that have gotten you to this day, that those will carry you forward. So those are all the reminders that I'm reminding myself of, along with toddlers are hilarious. And also sometimes you stare at them and you're like, who are you and what do you do to my child? So welcome to the brain of my world.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you for just continuing these Kylie and Jenna episodes. I look forward to them. I have so much fun recording with you. So it's great to be back in the saddle. And I think we did all right.
We did all right. Yeah, I mean, the training wheels came off today. Yeah. So we've got this. Kylie, thank you so much for all of your work that you did while I was on leave and for just the beautiful respect of all the lives that we live offline. And it's only possible because of the way that we do this work. So thank you so much. And gold diggers, keep on digging
your biggest goals.
Nice pass. That's a virtual pass.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.